Donnelly warns state entering uncharted territory is the page one lead headline for the Irish Times this morning, above the story that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly said both the government and NPHET expect the level of COVID-19 cases to rise from the second week in December, and further measures could be introduced in January if cases increase rapidly. 1 million face hike over cost of health cover is the front page headline for the Irish Independent over Charlie Weston's story that more than 1 million health insurance customers will face higher premiums when they renew policies in the coming weeks. Families face hikes of up to €160, while couples on some of the more expensive plans favoured by older people, as he describes, are set to see increased annual costs of up to €266. The advice from Dermot Good of Total Health Cover .ie is to begin the renew before you review process early. And staying with health, Eilish O'Regan writes on page two of The Independent that one in five consultant posts is now vacant as waiting lists soar. There are now 728 jobs for hospital and community care consultants without a permanent specialist, which is 45% more than previously counted. That story is carried across the broadsheets this morning, and on page seven of The Mail, Dr. Alan Irvine, the president of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, writes that the government can end the recruitment and retention crisis and that we can't afford to wait any longer. The story that Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman has promised that parents' leave is to be extended to 9 weeks for both fathers and mothers is on the front page of the Irish Examiner. The minister also said significant work is needed to change the mindset around the division of responsibility when it comes to caring for children, and fathers need to become more involved, especially in the early years. It's a big story for the Examiner this morning, with a special report across pages 6 and 7 with political correspondent Elaine O'Loughlin, writing that maternity leave does not reflect the new norms of work and family life, which have changed drastically in recent years. The death of Argentinian football legend Diego Maradona is still front page news, with the Irish Sun leading on the story that police in Buenos Aires yesterday raided the home and office of his personal doctor, Leopoldo Luque, as they investigate whether the footballer was a victim of medical negligence. The story is carried in several papers this morning. Finally, The Mail weighs in on the sartorial battle for our times with a two-page picture spread this morning showing various celebrities wearing dry robes. Some, like Joe Wicks, Roz Purcell and the Happy Pear twins, are photographed wearing the garment in close proximity to the sea, while others are merely wearing them to keep warm on film sets, or like the singer Rita Ora, who wears a camouflage-style robe while out running errands. Describing it as the most divisive comfort versus fashion debate since Crocs, Lisa Brady asks whether the dry robe can be worn anywhere, or is it a cover-up that should only be used to get you from the shoreline to the car?
Sinead, I suppose whatever keeps you warm, that's Sinead Egan.